Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today we're continuing our conversation. It's part two, talking with the Iowa Department of Natural Resources Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. As yesterday, he talked about the shotgun deer hunting season, items to bring with you, and ice safety guidelines. Well, Dustin, as we roll into today, let's just go straight into how is pheasant season going here in Dallas County?
Well, pheasant season was geared up to be a really good season just because for the fact that we had most of our crops out before the season even started. Typically, we don't see those crops get harvested this early, but with that August drought that we had there early on, it allowed the farmers to get in the fields and get the crops out, which then just pushed those pheasants to the habitat areas, and which then if you're out pheasant hunting, you're going to see more birds essentially out there. So I think we were looking more at the numbers being more like 2022. Last year was really good for pheasant hunters, but we had a really wet spring this year that could affect the nesting season in different parts of Iowa. But for the most part, if you were out on opening day, I think everyone that I talked to had birds or saw birds. And so we typically see most of the hunters within that first 9 days of the season. So if you're an individual that likes to get out hunting now, I say there's probably less pressure now on our public areas and great opportunities to get out there, especially with this cold weather. Maybe wait till later December here. If we get some more snow, it's a great time to get out to where those birds are more than cattails in those areas that provide that warmth. You have a better shot at getting one of those birds. Just make sure that you're wearing your orange as well. You know, got to speak safety when we talk about hunting, wearing your orange so you're visible to other hunters and whatnot. But we also provide that hunting atlas on our website. And on that hunting atlas is a link, or it shows those IHAP areas. That is our Iowa Habitat and Access Program. There's over 33,000 acres that are private land that are enrolled into this IHAP. And so those are hidden gems, and check those out. You can only find those on our atlas on our website to go and see if any of those are in your county to hit. Those are hidden gems along with our public land that probably are going to hold a few more birds for you.
And again, we are speaking here with the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. Dustin, well, we'll continue here the conversation. What about late muzzleloader and late archery season?
Yeah, so right now we're going a little bit of a break because we close that down during the first shotgun and second shotgun season. After the 22nd, the last day of that shotgun season two, bow season and late muzzleloader season will open up again on the 23rd. And that will run until January 10th before that season is closed. It gives you another opportunity, another chance if you're not a shotgun hunter, want to go, you know, a season that's maybe not as less crowded or whatnot. That late season muzzleloader is a great season. The deer are back in their groups. They're hitting the food sources hard because it's a little bit colder, getting a warm blind and have an opportunity at shooting a deer. Another reminder coming up here is that with those two seasons in and on January 10th, our licenses expire on January 10th as well of 2025. So you need to make sure if we do have a couple seasons that allow to harvest an antlerless deer after January 10th, but you need to make sure that you purchase a new hunting license and habitat fee along with that as well. And those will go on sale December 15th for the following year. And so it makes a great Christmas gift for a family member or your son or daughter. Remember that those do expire on January 10th.
Awesome. Okay, well, thank you for highlighting all of that. So yeah, so make sure you keep that date in mind, January 10th. And Dustin, a few more things here with deer. And you talked about the deer hunting season. There's an arise of blue tongue disease in deer. Can you talk about really what that is?
So the blue tongue, and then what we are goes and correlates with the EHD that people are talking about, which is that's very hard for me to pronounce, but zoonotic hemorrhagic disease. Those two things have hit our deer population this year. It's not nothing new. It has been going on for several years, but based on our reports in 2024, this is the first most widespread numbers that we're getting in, which include about 93 counties where the deer were affected by this. That's the second most severe disease outbreak in Iowa's history. Keep in mind, these are kind of a vast underrepresentation of realized mortality. So there's probably actually a lot more than the numbers that are reported right now at this time. Central and northwestern counties appear to be the most severely impacted. That includes here in Dallas County, which is kind of concerning given the lower density and sparser habitat in many of these counties up in northwest Iowa. But our agency is aware of the impacts, and we're going to respond appropriately with sustainable harvest regulations coming up next year. They have already been working in Western Iowa with reducing county outlast quotas in those counties over in Western Iowa because of the impact this disease has been having on those deer herds.
What should people do when they do spot a dead deer?
That's a good question. At the time someone sees a dead deer, you don't necessarily maybe know what's going on. So the first thing that I would consider doing is just calling your local conservation officer, letting them know that you found a dead deer. Maybe there's several different factors that could come into play. It could have been hit by a car, ran off, got injured, died later on. It could be EHD. It could be that blue tongue. It could be merely the fact that it was poached, and we just want to investigate it. Most of the deer that were dead from the blue tongue or the EHD, we've already probably seen the biggest reports come into Iowa already because we've had a hard frost. Typically, those deer during a dry year are going to be congregated near water as they get a fever and want to go to water to cool off. So you're going to see those dead deer around ponds or rivers. And we can usually rule that out, that it was a diseased deer that ended up dying in that fact. So we want to get it reported. We want to know the numbers. Call a conservation officer and report it. Tell us where it was at. A new tool that we have this year on our app that we provide to people, it's Go Outdoors Iowa. You can self-report those dead deer for EHD on that app, or you can go to our website and self-report it as well if you don't happen to get a hold of your local conservation officer.
Awesome. Again, we've been speaking here with the Iowa DNR conservation officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, was there anything else you wanted to address before I let you go today?
I think we covered a lot of it. Just want people to be, you know, safe as they go out there this deer season. Remember that harvesting a deer is not always the number one reason why we're out there. We're spending time with family and friends, and we all want you to come home safely. Getting a deer and harvesting a deer is the bonus part of it. But just remember that we want you to be safe. Wear your blaze orange, tag your deer, report it to the DNR, go out, have a good time, come back home safely.
Awesome. Again, great tips there from the Iowa DNR Conservation Officer for Dallas County, Dustin Amy. And Dustin, really appreciate you taking the time. Thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome. I appreciate coming on the show.
Absolutely. That's part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.